house of Israel, weep for joy. I brought you out of the nations.
Hi, I'm Dawn. Visit us on the web and claim your free gift at www.tsiyon.org. And remember, the views expressed on this program are solely our own and don't reflect the opinions of any network station or sponsor involved in bringing our program to you. Now, on the road to Zion with the remnant people of God, here's the voice of Zion in exile, Eliyahu ben David.
I brought you out of the
Shalom, friends. Shalom, Dawn.
Shalom. The theme for today's program is Go.
Yes, now that is a very interesting theme, that one word, Go. Could you tell folks what that's about?
Sure. In the last two programs, and if you've missed those, you're going to want to go back and listen. We've had a visiting prophet that came to give Yahweh's words to you, Eliyahu. Go was one of the words that he has said for this time. We have shared this message from Yahweh with our listeners because it relates to all of the people in the remnant.
We've gotten feedback about these programs, most of it being positive. One of the questions people have is, what is Dawn's perspective on this? And other questions that may have seemed ambiguous to some folks. So, Dawn wanted to go into that deeper in order to answer that need.
That's right. Specifically, I will be sharing with you my witness and testimony as to how I have seen this played out in Eliyahu, and also asking him some questions that may be burning a hole in your mind. And we'll get right into that coming up next.
TSIYON.org, Zion.
The book of Revelation reveals that we are now living in the last days. However, Revelation was written by a Messianic Jew, which is why most interpreters have gotten Revelation all wrong. Now, Eliyahu ben David is writing a series of books that unseal Revelation from the Hebraic perspective it was written in. This is Revelation clearer and more certain than you have ever heard it before. Read a free sample of the Messianic Revelation series. Just take the link from www.tsiyon.org to download your free sample from the Messianic Revelation series today. You are listening to On the Road to Zion with Eliyahu ben David. Welcome back. To refresh our memories, we have taken what Mark said in the seven words that Yahweh spoke through Mark to Eliyahu, and we have edited out any additional comments and just have the words that Yahweh spoke to Mark. And we'll listen to that now.
Yahweh gave me seven words. He gave me seven words concerning you. The first word was came, and this is what he wrote after that. You are going to come to a different place than you ever been before. You came when I told you to come. You have followed my teaching. You have led many by teaching them. Come back to the place you started. Act as my son, for you are. Second word was trust. He said, come here before me because you will need to hear me better than you ever have before. You've come so far, but you must go further. Many are depending upon you to hear my voice. You are my son whom I am well pleased. You shall become a greater man of God than you ever imagined. Trust completely. Third word was town. They shall run from the cities to the places where they cannot be harmed. They think it is in towns, but it is not the place. I'm calling them home to my dwelling house in my town. Lead them to my house. The next word is sight. You have the gift to see. They cannot see. You are their eyes. I made their eyes to see and their ears to hear, but that is different. See for them. Tell them where to go through the darkness that is coming on the earth. The next word was go. Go, my son, take with you all my power, dominion, and authority. Wreak havoc on the enemy. Make many more like you. Put this in your memory that in big, bold words that an enemy came to destroy you. Now it's time to wreak havoc on his kingdom. The next word is command. An officer commands and gathers great sorrows in his wake because he sees his troops fight and die. You must look at this differently, my son. We will win. You are commanding my army. Slaughter the enemy in front of you. It's something you must accept. You are my commander. The next word he gave me was authority. Governance with power. You shall lead many people with this authority, for there is a position. I am bringing my children back to my land where all authority is given. No one earns this unless they earn this through my will. Your authority is to lead them back, and you will.
Those seven words really truly encompass a large portion of what we've been doing here in the past, but they also give direction as to what you should be doing in the future. And it's really neat and exciting to see how we all, as the remnant of Israel, enter into that big picture. Now I would like to take each part and comment on it individually.
All right.
Yahweh gave me seven words. He gave me seven words concerning you.
This is one of the places that I thought was really neat, because we didn't know until you had recorded the program with Mark, of course, that you were praying for confirmation from Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And Mark came here and said that it was for you, Eliyahu. He didn't come for the neighbors. He didn't come for the other missionaries that were living here on the property with us, that were working on the Zion ministry. He didn't come for me. He came to deliver this from Yahweh to you, Eliyahu.
That's true. I think that clears up some of the questions that some people might have about this. You know, some people might think, well, why didn't he say more about Dawn? Or why didn't he talk about your family or about the larger ministry or something?
The other families that are helping us here on the property, their structures and so forth.
Right. And who's to say that he won't send a prophet to talk to any of those people? But Yahweh himself determines when he's going to send forth a word and what that word's going to be. In this particular case, this word was for me and really did not pertain directly to anybody else.
Even though some of us may draw conclusions from having heard it.
Right, and of course it does affect other people, and that's the reason why we chose to share it.
And that's so neat, too, because so often we're thinking in our modern-day society that God doesn't do this anymore. He doesn't send prophets. But the scriptures themselves teach us that in this latter time, many, many people are going to start prophesying who never prophesied before.
And it is a fact that we have quite a number of our listeners that have various kinds of prophetic gifts, some of them in dreams, some of them in visions, some of them with words of knowledge, various kinds of gifts. Really, among the people of Yahweh, these gifts are not non-existent. They do exist.
Right. And it's really important whenever a word is given to know who it's given to and who it's given from. In this case, Yahweh is speaking through Mark's mouth to Eliyahu.
The first word was came, and this is what he wrote after that. You are going to come to a different place than you ever been before. You came when I told you to come.
That was one of the places when Mark was speaking that really struck a chord with me. Because what I have seen is that throughout our time together, Yahweh has said something to you to do something, to come, to step up to this level, and you have obeyed and you have done it. And this is a consistent history. This isn't, you know, something about tooting your own horn. This is what Yahweh has to say about it because he's in a personal relationship with you, and this is from his point of view. And I can see that. I've seen the testimony of that.
Well, I certainly can't argue with you about it. That's what I have really wanted to do, is to come when he's called me.
Right.
You have followed my teaching. You have led many by teaching them.
Well, clearly this is another place where I can offer that testimony, that witness that you do teach, whether it's in person, whether it's one or two people that come to visit, whether it's your family, whether it's while you're out in the community, or via the radio program and so forth. You are always looking for an opportunity to lift up your Father in heaven and to repeat the things that He has said to you. And this has been my witness of what it is to live with Eliyahu.
It's talking about me following and then teaching. That is the Hebraic way.
Literally learning something and then teaching other people to do what you've learned.
Exactly. And so that's the way that we do things.
Come back to the place you started. Act as my son, for you are.
Well, that's a big word that, you know, you're his son. We probably all have realized that we are his son or that we are his daughter once we place our faith in him. But it's such a neat word to receive that you are my son. You should act that way. It's not presumptuous of you. So oftentimes believers are afraid to enter into the fullness of what Yahweh has for them because they don't want to be presumptuous in a cultural sense.
I totally agree with that. And I think sometimes we shrink back from who we're really meant to be because of these cultural considerations. You know, it's probably for a lot of people, it's not cool to think of yourself as being Yahweh's son. And yet it's an entirely scriptural thing, and this is how he wants us to live.
You did some great teaching programs on this, so if it's new to people, they can go back and listen to those in our archives.
Yes.
In this word from Mark, he also says that Yahweh is saying to you to come back to the place where you started from. And you've also given your testimony in previous programs about where you started, that this is intricate to where we're going. Do you want to share about that?
Okay, well, when I started out, this was over 30 years ago, and Yahweh called me into this ministry, it's quite complex about how that all happened, but one thing, the key moment, really, when I was called upon to make that decision, whether I would step forward, was a vision that he gave me of the scattered stones of his temple. And these are really synonymous with the scattered remnant of Israel. And what I saw, as far as I could see in every direction, was a very arid desert land. At first, you couldn't even recognize these stones because they were so covered with dust and dried out vegetation and so on. You could just barely make out the fact that they were cut stones and not just part of the desert. As I wondered what I was looking at, I heard the words, "This is the temple of Yahweh." I was just overcome with a very deep sense of sadness and conviction. I realized how tragic that truly is, because the temple of Yahweh is meant to be the place of Yahweh's glory in the earth, and yet it's totally scattered. That was really the beginning of my ministry, and I think right there Yahweh was imparting to me his own very deep sorrow.
His heart.
Yes. And that has stuck with me over the years. And I think in this particular commission, in these seven words, he's calling me to return to that revelation.
Right. That's one of the things that just being someone in your life, I have been deeply impacted, and I know others have been too, that because he's revealed his heart to you on several matters and you know how he feels and you speak so well and articulate about his feelings and his heart and his emotions about the conditions that we're in, it's so much more relevant. It's very hard to go forward and do these things that Yahweh would have us do if we don't understand that it personally affects him and that we are doing this for him, not for ourselves.
Yes, you know, for me, it's not really a religious thing at all. I know him, and he's a person to me, and I care deeply about how he feels. That's really been my motivation for 30 years in this ministry, and all of this time, I've had this pain in my heart for something that, from all the experience I've had in my life, everything I've ever seen, it's impossible.
Humanly.
Yeah, it's impossible. And I've never seen any evidence that it's not impossible. And yet his word tells us that in these final days, he will restore his spiritual temple, his people, the remnant of Israel. And that has been my heart and continues to be my heart now, simply because there's nothing else that we can give him that he wants more than that.
Well said.
Second word was trust. He said, come here before me because you'll need to hear me better than you ever have before.
Well, right there, exactly what you were just talking about. We know that he has more. He has revealed his heart to you, but he has even more that he's going to reveal. And that's interesting and exciting to look forward to what the more is going to be.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
You've come so far, but you must go further. Many are depending upon you to hear my voice. You're my son whom I'm well pleased.
Well, now that's something that we all long to hear. I'm sure that was quite an encouragement to you to hear that Yahweh is pleased with you.
Well, I think right now it's a especially good thing to hear because you know how people can be when our property was burned and so on. Most people understand that's an attack of the enemy against the ministry, but you have a few voices that's, oh, well, you must have committed some kind of sin for that to happen. Sort of the Job's friends kind of attitude, you know.
Right.
If something bad happens in your life, you must have done something bad. And so I think Yahweh included this in the message to make it very clear that there's nothing that he's not pleased with about what I'm doing. Not that I'm perfect.
Well, and that's a stumbling block for some folks, too, just because they've been taught wrong doctrine. That, you know, if you're Yahweh's, if you belong to Messiah, nothing bad will ever happen to you. And if you have an honest read-through of the scriptures from cover to cover, you cannot hold on to that conclusion. You must realize that that's false doctrine. So I think a lot of people do struggle with that when they see someone who clearly loves Yahweh and who Yahweh loves having some issues because of the wrong doctrine they've had in their life.
Right, and I hope that what has happened with us will be encouraging to other people, that they will be able to rightly assess the attacks of the enemy and realize that those attacks do not mean that Yahweh is not happy with them. And I believe that's very important when you're going through attacks. We have people right now, for instance, who are facing cancer, facing
other health issues,
other diseases, and other critical kinds of problems.
Economic.
And what the enemy always wants to do during that time is push on you. This is your own fault.
Right.
You know, even if some of it is your own fault, it doesn't mean that Yahweh doesn't love you and that you're not acceptable to him. If there is some issue in your life, he's going to help you through it. Really, the enemy can attack you for a whole host of reasons that has nothing to do with anything you ever did.
Including the fact that you're being effective for the kingdom, for Yahweh. And he wants to shut you up or make your circumstances so uncomfortable for you that you can't go forward.
Right. We are in a war. And because our enemy is invisible, a lot of us don't remember that.
It's a spiritual warfare, and we can't afford to be asleep or lazy or blaming ourselves and not entering into the fullness of the full battle gear in that spiritual warfare.
We, more than ever, the remnant of Israel need to have a war mentality because really, the enemy has arrayed himself against us. He wants to stop Yahweh's plan regarding the remnant, and he's doing it on a one-by-one basis.
If he can pick you off from the rest of the group, he can overcome you. This is his goal.
So be alert.
While the spiritual warfare aspect is important, obviously, this depends on a deepening understanding and trust factor with Yahweh, which means that there's more revelation coming. There's a deeper level of revelation and restoration.
Right. As I was talking about what I'm believing in, the fact that Yahweh is going to raise up his spiritual temple, meaning the scattered remnant of Israel around the world, that he's going to bring us once again into that condition of an actual nation, and that he's going to bring us home to Israel. All of this is something that is humanly impossible and can only be done through absolute trust in Yahweh and his word. But he has promised that he is going to do this. This work is now underway, and you can believe that he will complete it.
And just as he's calling you to trust him more, he's also calling, therefore, all of us to trust him more and believe in him more fully than you've ever done before.
That's what we need to do.
You shall become a greater man of God than you ever imagined. Trust completely.
I take this to mean that not, oh, you're so great, but that Yahweh really wants to do great things. And we're talking about doing something impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's beyond my ability to be able to do this. So I think what Yahweh is saying is that I have to push away the natural limitations that are in my psyche. Well, you can do this, you can't do this, you can do this, you can't do this.
These are the limits.
Yeah, these things are established in the psyche of each person through their experience in life and through what people and the system tell them that they can do and can't do. All of that doesn't really matter when it comes to Yahweh, because he can push you past those limits and cause you to be able to accomplish things that no one else would ever believe was possible. And I think this is what Yahweh's telling me to allow to happen in my own life.
Really, to allow the Holy Spirit to do more with each of us, but especially first with you and show us the way.
Well, the word is to me, so right. I take it personally.
Yes.
Third word was town. They shall run from the cities to the places where they cannot be harmed. They think it is in towns, but it is not the place. I'm calling them home to my dwelling house in my town. Lead them to my house.
This word town reminds me of your teachings in the Revelation series that, you know, things are going to get more and more dire, more that we're in the birth pangs, mm-hmm, and things right. are going to get more intense. Also, your teachings about the tent of David and how that all works to protect Yahweh's people. I really do believe that that's what he's saying about his dwelling house. And also, his town is Zion. This is why we're on the road to Zion. This is why he gave you that title for this program.
Yes, this has a meaning on two levels. One level it's talking about is the actual land and his city, which is Jerusalem. Eventually, that's where we're going to end up. But it also has a spiritual meaning. Really, our safety has to be in him and in his town, which is his nation that he is establishing. You know, we'll find safety in relationship to one another. Being scattered out there and not tied in with his nation is going to be a very dubious proposition as things keep getting more difficult. This is why we must make haste in doing this work of gathering his scattered remnant.
The next word is sight. You have the gift to see. They cannot see. You are their eyes. I made their eyes to see and their ears to hear, but that is different. See for them. Tell them where to go through the darkness that is coming on the earth.
Well, again, we have that darkness that you've pointed out in the Book of Revelation series that we're going to be seeing increasing, and that Yahweh himself has given you the gift to see things in a very unique way. Everyone that listens to the program knows right away that's true. We have eyes, we have ears to see, all of us, the remnant, but we don't hear and see quite the way that you do. And this is coming from Yahweh. This isn't about you. Again, it's mm-hmm. it's lifting up Yahweh and what he's doing for us. This is how he is helping his people, that he has sent us somebody that can see with his eyes and tell us what he's feeling in his heart and what is happening. And we need to be aware and follow. He did give me a vision about this a long time ago before we ever started doing the program. And in that vision, the evil one was making it very difficult for people. Yahweh would give you a sense that you needed to get up to a high place where you could see the land and the lay of the land. And when you did, inevitably somebody would say, well, we're not waiting for him to come down and tell us. We're going to go off this way. We can lead too. And those folks all ended up in tar pits or some other calamity that was just really horrific. And every mother's heart would be, let's rescue them. Let's try to save them from doing that. And nevertheless, you would come down and it would be the exact path that you'd need to go through that particular attack of the enemy.
Well, people, of course, can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Free will.
Absolutely. So, you know, just have at it. Go wherever you want to go. But the truth is that among the body of Messiah, Yahweh has given different people different abilities based on the job that he gives you.
Right.
You see, the job that he gave me way back 30 years ago was this job of raising up his spiritual temple. And one of the giftings that he gave me to do that is a gift of sight that he hasn't given to anybody else. Now, this doesn't mean everyone else is stupid and
they
can't see anything. And that's really not it. But as far as the way to get there, Yahweh did gift me with that. And as I go along, he's going to keep giving that to me because this is what he's chosen to do.
And I would say, too, it's been my witness that if anyone's uncertain about that or they feel some kind of inside, I'm not sure what I should do with that information, that there's more than 300 hours of teaching that you can judge for yourself by listening to the messages if that's really what's happening or not.
One more thing I'd like to say about this. You know, our very first program is about the paradigm shift. I think what we're talking about here in these words is a tremendous paradigm shift. Because most of us have had a paradigm in our worldview where we're taking care of ourselves and our families. So we have adopted an attitude and an understanding that is suitable for that situation where we're basically off on our own. But what Yahweh's talking about here is raising up his nation. And a nation has to move together. It can't just be governed by a lot of individual people all having a different opinion, all wanting to do different things.
Doing what's right in their own sight instead of doing what Yahweh wants.
Right, right. So we're not talking about taking away people's freedom or something, but there has to be order to a nation. And no nation can really exist as a functioning nation if there is not order. And Yahweh does have a certain order of Israel, and we have to change the paradigm that we've been moving in to that paradigm of his order if we are actually going to get there and he is going to have the nation he's been looking for.
Yes, and even if we've already made major paradigm shifts in our life, you know, lots of people feel that way about not keeping certain holidays and then keeping Yahweh's feasts and appointments in Leviticus 23. So that's not the paradigm we're talking about. That is a paradigm shift, but you're talking about a far larger one. And we're going to have the support of our loving brethren and our Holy Father, the Holy Spirit, you know, to help us in this transition. More after this short break. Dawn here, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about Zion Ministry. The first thing you need to know about us is that we are sharing these programs with you because Yahweh has put it on our hearts to do so for the sake of the scattered remnant of Israel. We don't have some big well-funded organization or denomination behind us. It is a faith walk for us to bring these programs to you each and every week. We are very excited to see what has been happening since Zion Radio program has been on the air. More and more people from countries around the globe are looking to Zion for messianic truth. We are working hard to meet that growing need, but we must humbly ask for your help. We need your prayers for Yah's provision and protection. Getting our program out to you is a spiritual battle every week, and your prayers can surely help us in that battle. Please actively help us get the word out to others about the program. Tell your friends about it. Send them some of our materials. Your help in getting the word out helps us make the most of our existing airtime. We have lots of things we would like to do on the internet to bless our listeners. We just need more help to be able to do it. If you have internet skills and time to help, could you volunteer? If you do, we will give you an honored place to minister to others with your skills. Lastly, Zion could use your financial support. We are already broadcasting to many nations of the earth, yet that is not enough. We need to broadcast our program on many more stations so that we can reach the scattered remnant in every part of the globe. As you can imagine, all of that airtime is expensive. However, we believe that those who are blessed by our message want to help us continue to share it with themselves and with others. If you want to help the work of Zion,
in any of these ways, or if you have any feedback or questions, please contact at our website at www.tsiyon.org. And thanks for listening to our program.
TSIYON.ORG Zion.org. Zion.
You are listening to On the Road to Zion with Eliyahu ben David. Now back to Eliyahu ben David.
You know, I hate to say it, but in the Messianic world, we think that we're Hebraically minded because we understand that Christmas is wrong, or because now we know we should keep the Sabbath. And what a lot of us have done is essentially kept the same mindset we've always had, but substituted different holidays than what we had before, substituted different customs than what we had before, but we still do things essentially the same as everybody else around us, essentially turning the Hebrew roots movement into just another expression of Christianity.
Or of our culture.
Right. And I think that's a good first step. But this is why Yahweh's saying you have to move deeper, because we have to move beyond that to a place of actually having a national identity where we do things as a nation. We haven't done that. We have not entered into that as yet. That's really what is at the heart of all of this.
And that's where safe is.
Right.
The next word was go. Go, my son, take with you all my power, dominion, and authority. Wreak havoc on the enemy. Make many more like you. Put this in your memory that in big, bold words that an enemy came to destroy you. Now it's time to wreak havoc on his kingdom.
Well, this is a wonderful and encouraging word. There is an enemy. He really did come to destroy you, your family, your property.
Right.
But that reminder is there before your eyes. And as long as you have that, what gracious and loving kindness it is to have that reminder before you that you cannot let your guard down. And this is a message for all of us, even though it's spoken to you. He's saying to make many more like you. This is what you're teaching. This is what you're walking in your life to make others follow in a similar path with their giftings in mind and so forth. That, you know, we can't let down our guard. This is spiritual warfare, and it's going to get more intense in the days ahead.
That's very true. And I want to talk about this word, go.
Yes.
We can learn a lot just from looking at these instances where Yahweh spoke to his man and said, go. One place is in Exodus 4:12.
Yahweh said to Moses, go. And I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak.
Now, Moses really needed to hear that go, because Moses was tentative. And so we have this command from Yahweh for Moses to go. And of course, Moses did obey, and the rest is history. Not only did he say go to Moses, but in Exodus 4:27, we find him saying, go again. Let's read that.
Yahweh said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses.
When Yahweh tells you to go, you might not have all the details of how you will accomplish the things he has in mind for you. But you can be sure if he says go, he's going to supply the people you need and the means you need, the circumstances you need to accomplish the purpose for which he tells you to go. So here we have him telling Aaron to go, so that Aaron could be a spokesman, a mouthpiece for Moses. Well, later on, when the people were about to enter into the promised land after Moses died, we find Yahweh telling someone else to go. Let's read about that.
Yahweh said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I give to them, even to the sons of Israel.
So here we have another go, and this time it's not only to one person, it is to Joshua, but it's also to all the people, for them to go in and take the inheritance that was theirs in the land. Well, in another generation later on, after Joshua and the people had gone into the land, we find another time when Yahweh had said to go. And this one is very instructive for us. We find this in the book of Judges.
Deborah sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, "Hasn't Yahweh, the God of Israel, commanded, 'Go and draw to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun?'" Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go."
Well, here we have a case of someone else who's kind of tentative when Yahweh says go. Barak was the commander of the army of Israel. Apparently, Yahweh had told him to go in order to fight the enemies of Israel. Deborah here is reminding him of that. And he's saying, well, if you'll go with me, I'll go, but otherwise I won't go. He's putting conditions here on Yahweh as to whether he will go or not. Perhaps he thought the battle would go better if Deborah was there with him. But the whole point is, when Yahweh says go, what do?
Go.
You go. That's right. You don't not go because you don't get this or that. That's the way people act, perhaps, when some human tells them to go. It's not how you treat Yahweh. Barak did go. He did win the battle. However, the glory went to a woman and not to him because of this incident.
Because he wouldn't go on his own.
Right. He really didn't fully step up as Yahweh's man in that situation. And of course, just like with Barak, all kinds of things will go through your mind when Yahweh says go. You may think that you can't do the thing that Yahweh is saying to you, but if he's telling you to go, then you can do it. You know, when he said to the sons of Israel to go in and take the land, no doubt some of them had some trepidation about it. The giants were still in the land. It was kind of a big thing. But the very first city that they took was Jericho. And how could they possibly have imagined how easily Jericho would fall?
Right. They just had to obey.
Exactly. Yahweh is there. When he's telling you go, you're not going all by yourself. You're going with the creator of the universe. You see, he's almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. You're a team with him. So, what is there to worry about? When Yahweh has sent forth his prophets, his kings, the Talmudim, he has always used the word go.
Go.
Go. And what go means is go. Do it right now. When Yahweh says go, you have one of two choices. And those choices are to go or not to go. To go is faith. To go is righteousness. To go is to seize the future that Yahweh has for you. And to not go is wickedness. It's disobedience and it's evil.
To go is also to go forward to meet him, to get closer, to have a better relationship with him.
It's actually to go with him, because whenever he says go, that means he's there with you.
Right.
And this is why we don't have to be afraid, but here's what go means, friends. Go means we're not just teaching about this anymore. We're not just telling you about the remnant of Israel and what the prophecies say and what's going to happen. What go means is now we're doing it.
It's Yahweh's time.
Yeah. And so that's how things have changed in this ministry. This is not just a teaching ministry. That's part of it. But now we're actually doing this. What we have here is a mandate to build up the remnant of Israel, to actually create his nation in his name. And this is exactly what we are going to be doing here and are doing.
Eliyahu, it just seems like there's going to be some brothers out there right now who know in their heart they're being called by Yahweh. And we'll get to that in a moment, but I bet you they're right now feeling that Holy Spirit conviction. He is asking me to step forward.
The next word is command. An officer commands and gathers great sorrows in his wake because he sees his troops fight and die. You must look at this differently, my son. We will win. You are commanding my army. Slaughter the enemy in front of you. It's something you must accept. You are my commander.
Well, it is true, even in spiritual warfare, that you do see when you're in the position of helping people along, teaching them, tutoring them, and so forth. You do see that some people make free will decisions that really put them in harm's way. And that is hard, that it's emotionally hard, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh seems to be saying here that because of the increasing darkness in the world, all of us, but especially you, are going to have to kind of toughen up a little bit like you do in an army, mm-hmm. that this is going to happen. You can't prevent it. It isn't our fault. It isn't your fault that these things happen, that we need to be prepared that some people are going to make the wrong choices and we can't save everyone.
This is very war-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Yahweh is saying, and he's telling me here, he's put me in the position of commander in this war. What he's saying is, look forward, not backward.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling me, don't be too concerned about the casualties. Now, that probably could sound really hard to some people, but you know, that's Yahweh's thinking. He has a purpose. His purpose has to come first. People get to decide what their own outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone decides, oh, I don't want to do what Yahweh says, I have my own personal agenda, and because of that, they get overrun by the enemy, these are choices that they have made, and we don't have time anymore to be fretting about people that don't come with us. And let me tell you, friends, it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter if it's my best friend. It doesn't matter if it's you, Dawn. It doesn't matter if it's my children. If you decide you're not coming, I'm leaving you behind.
It's time to move on. This is what Yahweh is speaking.
Yes, well, we have a goal. We must accomplish the goal, and that's my mindset. I'm going to accomplish the goal, and I will see lots of casualties, and anybody that comes on this road with me will too, and you will be leaving people behind if you come with me. I want you to know that, because most people aren't going to be willing to do it.
And yet a loving response that I'm reminded of is those who are of the light are drawn to the light. If people move forward in this, they are clearly going to be more full of light than waiting on their friends, their coworkers, their neighbors, their family members. And that may in itself draw those family members back into the fullness of what Yahweh is doing, because if their heart is right, they will want to be a part of it eventually.
Well, that's all true, but you know what? I don't want to put a positive note on this, because it's not positive. What this is about is that we are in the last days, and we're moving very rapidly towards the very last day. Now think of what that meant with Noah.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, one day he and his family went into the ark. Yahweh shut the door to the ark. And for 1 week they were in there. And no doubt there were friends, relatives, and so on that were banging on the door to the ark. There was no entry at that point. That door could not be opened. The rain started coming down. They started hearing people screaming. It was too late.
Right. And what this is about is, spiritually speaking, if this was the weather report, the spiritual weather report, things are more serious than we have realized, and we really need to step up as a nation as well as...
Right. I really accept what Yahweh is saying here. It's telling us really how critical the times are, that we must have a war mentality. I'm totally adopting that mentality. Not that I'm certainly not uncaring. In fact, it's because I am caring that Yahweh has to say this to me, right?
Right. It's true.
But this is the mentality that we need to adopt because Yahweh has said it.
The next word he gave me was authority. Governance with power. You shall lead many people with this authority, for there is a position. I am bringing my children back to my land where all authority is given. No one earns this unless they earn this through my will. Your authority is to lead them back, and you will.
Well, this is just truly an amazing word. you know, the governance. Well, you have talked about kingdom government. We know that that's who Yahweh is. And if you don't know that, go back and listen to those programs. And then he's saying that he has really commissioned you, given this an appointment to you, to lead his people back for him. This is just really exciting to know that you will do it.
Well, I accept this. Yahweh never sends a person out with any mission without giving them the authority that they need.
Equipping them.
Absolutely. What he's saying here, what authority is governance with power. See, once again, getting back to the issue of the fact that we're changing our paradigm. We're becoming a nation instead of just a bunch of scattered individuals. And so that's where governance comes in. There has to be government. And it has to be kingdom government that has to come forward from Yahweh. That's why he says there is a position. And we've taught about that position. We have programs about that that will tell you about the House of David and the position that house has and those who have filled that position in the past. So all of this is according to Yahweh's order. It's really nothing new. In fact, it's something very old. And Yahweh is raising up his nation the same way it has always worked. That's what's happening here. And what is it about? It's about bringing his people back to the land, creating a nation and bringing that nation back to the land. He has told me that I have the authority to be the one to lead his people back. People have often asked me, are you the one that's
right.
going to do that?
And you've always said in the past, I am the one if I actually do it.
Right. That's what I've always said, because I've never wanted to be presumptuous to say, yes, I will do this. Who knows? You know, maybe I would die. Maybe I would
raise up a son or someone else.
Who knows what might happen? But now Yahweh says that I will do it.
Right.
So I certainly am not going to argue with him.
Well, this concludes the seven words that Mark was given from Yahweh. And what was happening next is so amazing. I want to share it with everybody. Mark started to have a vision. He was seeing something and he started prophesying live right in the recording. Let's listen to that.
What I see is almost like a seal in a book or a stamp that you've given authority to open up and grant or seal up. It's pure authority. He's giving you that and your name's written in a book and this is your position.
When Mark said this, I am picturing the fact that we know that the four winds are being held back so that the 144,000 can be numbered with a seal in their forehead. And I am picturing that part of what Yahweh is saying here is that this authority has been passed for you to oversee for him on this earth, as well as what he's doing in the heavenly places.
Well, since Yahweh has told me that I will do this, that I will lead his people back to the land, all I can say is if anyone's going to be a part of this, they're going to have to do it with me.
That certainly makes sense since he's given you the vision of the path.
It's a matter of authority.
Right.
He's given me the authority. And I'm not wanting to make too much out of all this.
Right.
But it's a vital part of us going home. So people have to understand that this is where things are at. There's been a change now. There's been an appointment given. The process has now started of actually raising up the nation and going home. This is not just, this will happen someday. This is not just, this is a prophecy in the scriptures. This is happening.
Okay, so what's next? The warriors need to come step forward. What's the next step?
The very next step has to do with us here. What needs to happen basically is we're creating a leadership administration for all of this work to begin.
A true headquarters where it starts.
Right, and that's what we were doing here in Austin is we were building a location that would be a platform that we could then move forward into the rest of this. This is why the enemy attacked us, because he wanted to wipe that out before that could start. Now we're back on the land that has been through the fire. We're told that the enemy won't be able to do this anymore. really, we're right back on track with what we had been doing, essentially building a platform as a command center for these things to happen. What we need right now, and this is the official call going out to those persons whom Yahweh has put it on their heart to come here and to help us in this phase of the work. So this is not a call to everyone.
No, that call will come later.
Right. This is a call to those people who can specifically come here and be a part of the work. Now, this is not just to be part of community, and this is not to meet people's personal needs.
Or to attend a church or have a fellowship group. That comes later.
All of those things are good
and important.
People should be doing those things out there where they live. But what this is about is fulfilling what Yahweh has given us to do, given me to do, in terms of using this authority that He's given me to actually set up this headquarters through which the rest of this work can be fulfilled. So what we need is people who have skills and abilities and gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to do this work. We need things that are kind of mundane, you know, but there are people who have skills and even spiritual gifts at computers, at internet technologies such as building web pages, WordPress, audiovisual skills, all these things that are necessary to do the particular kind of work we're doing to get the message out and to organize what we're doing and organize people that Yahweh brings in to organize His nation. So this is the first thing that we need to do is get this command center set up. That's where we're at right now. So those people who Yahweh speaks to that they should be a part of that, they should contact me and we should see where they fit into this. If that's you, please don't be shy. Contact us and we'll see what we can work out and exactly where you fit in. And be bold. If you see a place that you can fill, that you have some talent that's needed right now and Yahweh is telling you to do this, be like Brother Mark was. You know, have the boldness to step forward and to give what Yahweh's given.
So oftentimes in the workplace, in the world, in our culture that we live in, people will step forward with a great idea that they see would improve the circumstances and get shot down. So many of us are acculturized to think, well, no one's going to listen to me. No one's going to accept me. And let me tell each and every one of you what I have witnessed is that the Holy Spirit calling card cannot be rejected. You know, when Eliyahu sees the Holy Spirit on someone moving in their life, he recognizes it and he accepts that brother, he accepts that sister for that place that they have.
So this is what we want people to do who are called to come here. Now, if you're not called to come here, then you need to be involved where you're at.
And introducing people to the message, planting fellowship groups. There's different ideas along those lines.
Right. And the most important part is your own life. Getting your own life in step with what Yahweh's doing. For example, if you have a pile of debt hanging over your head, you have to deal with that.
If you have some kind of problems or issues that you need to resolve, you know, seeking His answer to those problems.
Right. We have to get our affairs in order. We all need to do that. That's really a very, very big thing. I think for all of us right now, it's a time to draw closer to Yahweh and to hear from Him what He wants to do with our lives, knowing His purpose is to raise up His nation. I think a lot of us need to change our thinking about a lot of things, frankly.
Paradigm shift.
Yeah, we have to be working on that. So there's plenty to do. And of course, here at Zion, we're going to be pushing forward. We're going to be going on more stations. We're going to be working to get our message out. We need your prayer support. We need your financial support. We need whatever you can do to help us. We're all working together. We're all part of this thing that Yahweh is doing, this amazing miracle here in these last days of raising up His remnant nation. We need you. So do your part.
And we need you to wreak havoc on the enemy.
That's what we want to do. We're not just simply wanting to survive. We're wanting to wreak havoc on the enemy. You know, as I have done, I have exposed so many of the lies of the enemy.
It's true.
What the enemy is doing. You're going to see me continue to do that, and I am going to attack the sacred cows of this world. And I'm going to continue to do that. That makes some people uncomfortable, but I know Yahweh is going to want me to continue to expose these things. And this is what we're going to be doing. What will happen is, as more and more of this truth goes out, Yahweh is going to awaken more and more of his remnant, and his nation will grow. Now, what I'm expecting to happen is, you know, the enemy is not going to just roll over for this. So I can tell you right now, this is going to be opposed. I know that I personally will be attacked and continually attacked. This is just all part of fighting the war, and I'm not going to let that distract me. I hope you won't let that distract you.
Because you can't go if you're distracted.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Whatever those people have to say, whatever they would do to try and tear down myself and this ministry, Yahweh has already said what he's doing. So really, they're irrelevant. You know, once Yahweh has spoken, what everybody else has to say is irrelevant.
Sure, holding on to his truth and to his knowledge of what he has spoken is really the most important.
Right, and that's my position. That's where I'm at. Yahweh has spoken. He's told me what to do. I'm doing it, and everything else is irrelevant. Well, Dawn, I'm noticing that our time is actually running out here. I'd just like to close with a verse, a Psalm of David, Psalm 106, verse 47 and 48. It says, "Save us, Yahweh, our God. Gather us from among the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise Yahweh."
Amen. Praise Yahweh.
You have been on the road to Zion with Eliyahu ben David and me. I'm Dawn. To hear us streamed live on the internet worldwide, visit our website at tsiyon.org. Do you love the scattered remnant of Israel as we do? If so, then we need your faithful prayer and financial support to extend the reach of this message to every corner of the globe. Volunteers are needed to partner with us in every aspect of this vital work. If you feel moved to help, or if you just want to learn more about Zion, please visit our website at tsiyon.org. And while you're at the website, you can get your free gift and leave us some feedback so we can keep in touch. On behalf of Eliyahu ben David and myself, thank you for walking this stretch of road with us on the road to Zion. Shalom.
House of Israel, for joy, I brought you out of the nations. O house of Israel, weep for joy. Forsaken you, you are my own. I brought you out of the nations. I am preparing to give you new wings, so you'll rise from judgment that my spirit brings. I've not forsaken you. You are my own. I brought you out of the nations. Tear down your idols and throw away Judah and Ephraim. have not forsaken you. You are my own. I brought.